Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Bob Chapman, formerly with U.S. Intelligence, the biggest private silver and gold broker in history, biggest financial newsletter, then retired, came back, routine analyst here every Friday. I was not here for the full show Friday, so he wasn't here last Friday. But he's here with us today for the full hour. Lindsey Williams popping in the last 30 minutes to give us his take and his intel on the situation in Egypt, Tunisia, Yemen, and spreading to other areas, Greece, Ireland, riots all over the world, to the banker occupation. I keep meaning to salute everyone on the V for Victory campaign we've launched. It goes back to the archers 700 years ago, you know, pulling back their bows so the Norman would cut the Anglo-Saxons' index and middle finger off. So they couldn't ever be released and get their longbows again and fight back. So when they were fighting the Norman, they would show them their two fingers. That's where the V for Victory comes from. We also use it from French and Resistance. And that campaign, if you looked at Google Analytics, one of the hottest searches without us even really pushing it, is that in the last week. Posters going up everywhere. But what we need is not just people making videos of the V symbol, that's great, or the answer to 1984-1776 contest exposing the Homeland Security takeover, that's separate. We need people to get the V symbols in all legal places, but banner hangs, whatever you can to get local media to cover it, that's when it really goes viral, because then the media always tries to attack it and that blows up in their face. Let's see that happen this weekend. And I'm going to talk more about that before the broadcast ends, but so much going on with the economy, so much happening in Egypt right now. They've cut off the internet in the last 2 hours. The police, before they did it, were joining in the rebellion. Now they've called the military out. They're reportedly machine gunning people on the streets, explosions, fires all over Cairo and Alexandria, Egypt, spreading all over the Middle East right now. Bob Chapman, where do you see this going?
Nowhere good. But, you know, we have financed $12 billion a year to Egypt, second largest recipient of foreign aid. And the man's been a dictator for 20 years or however long he's been in there. 29. Mm-hmm. And you know, things come to an end. I think that the influence of the United States could be hurt in the Middle East. In Tunisia, they had another, quote, strong man, so to speak, and he fled. His wife didn't forget to take the ton and a half of gold with her. And so it's upside down with Yemen, and maybe Saudi Arabia is next.
That's right. Every time they flee, it's gold that they carry with them.
Very, very interesting. And, you know, somebody, you've made a comment, why would they take that? They can't eat it. And, you know, it's the same old redundant stupidities. And
because they can buy anything they need with it.
Well, that's right.
It's idiotic that
we
people don't get
that,
it.
And the dictators know that, too. But there's a great deal of turmoil. I mean, the situation is so fluid. It's changing every minute, at least in Egypt. I don't know what they're doing in Tunisia right now.
If Egypt falls to the population, that's going to supercharge it everywhere else.
Oh, I think so. It's a very populated country, and people get sick and tired of being repressed. Prices go up. They can't afford to eat. And this great squalor in the country, it's like so many other African countries, and it's going to be a battle for a long time.
Bob, stay there. We got to break it down when we come back. I want to go over it all with you. Other areas in the economy, the Davos announcement, they want $100 trillion. The bankers want $100 trillion extra. How much can they leverage that? What does that mean? $100 trillion more of your tax money. Bob Chapman of InternationalForecaster.com is our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Bob Chapman for the rest of the hour, the international forecaster, great financial and geopolitical analyst riding shotgun with us. Lindsey Williams called us this morning, said he's got a lot of key information. And he did call it from his two oil company exec sources. Now one of them's died of cancer. That looked for the Middle East to have massive turmoil, but then looked to China. That oil prices would be going up, and they magically started going up, and that all this was going to be unfolding. But Bob Chapman, the first thing I want to get into before we get into the latest developments with Egypt, and there's been some big new birth certificate developments I'm going to hit with you as well, and that's that we see numbers of 1.5 quadrillion that economist Tarpley and others bring up. Washington Post says 600 trillion is what the derivatives are. The bankers have bought off Western governments to claim that we owe this money when it's their debt, not owed by us. Correct me if I'm wrong, but if we cut all entitlements worldwide, it wouldn't even pay for a few percentage points of the 1.5 quadrillion. But if we can put this on screen, I didn't warn the guys, but we can try to pull it up. London Telegraph, Associated Press, Davos calls for 100 trillion in new credit. Sarkozy calls for 100 trillion. And then under fractional reserve banking, they can loan out 10 times that, so that's 1,000 trillion or 1 quadrillion. And Soros is making more statements like, I'm having a great crisis, like he made last year at Davos. There's the headline. World needs 100 trillion more credit, says World Economic Forum. And what they mean is give them the money backed by our tax dollars, and then they loan it back to credit card holders at 25, 30% interest, to governments at 10, 20, 30%, to corporations. I mean, this is crazy. They create the crisis, offer the solution, give them more power, and it's even admitted mainstream news that the dollar devaluing, driving up commodities, mainly food, upwards of half of the Egyptians and these other Middle Eastern countries being on the equivalent of food stamps. The average, about half of Egyptians make $2 or less. They're starving. You look at these rioters. I mean, they look, some of them look like concentration camp victims. Not one of them is fat like a lot of Americans or myself, a little overweight. I mean, and the media is spinning it, oh, they're Muslim radicals on Fox News and CNN. Are they Muslim radicals doing it in Dublin, Ireland, or in areas of Greece like Athens? No, it's the same problem. So break down this demand for 100 trillion more, and then how much they're going to leverage that.
Well, they've been working on that plan for several months. Most people don't know about it. And the plan is for the whole world. Now, that would be about $10 trillion a year. And they're just going to continue, they think, to inject this money into the world system to keep it from collapsing. And, of course, during that period of time, all of the currencies continue to devalue against one another, but more importantly, against gold and silver. That average has been on gold 17-18% for 11 years and 20-21% on silver. But that's what they intend to do. It's just like last May when I called here on the program for QE2 and QE3. Everybody was going, I don't think so. Well, it turned out that way, and I think we're going to get number three, and that's part of number three. And
Bob, I got to interrupt. You said that 2 weeks ago here. It's on record and in your newsletter, but explain what QE2, QE3, SDR is for those that don't know.
Well, quantitative easing, it's another euphemism for explaining the creation of money and credit out of thin air. The IMF issues SDRs, special drawing rights. They are not backed by anything. It's just another phony baloney currency. And it's not used very widely. They tried to implement in 1967-68. It was a disaster. In fact, gold ran up for the first time in that time period, and the government illegally came in and squashed it, as I found out years later. I didn't know it at the time. But they want to continue to liquefy. And when you liquefy and throw money at the problem, you just get more inflation. Eventually, it leads to hyperinflation and then a collapse and deflationary depression. And that's what they want worldwide. And they think out of this mess that they've created, they're going to be able to force us to accept world government, and it's not going to happen.
Well, that's the plan. They've engineered the crisis on record. We have the IMF World Bank documents. They think they're going to finagle a global police state out of the unrest. Food prices go up in the U.S. It hurts. Food prices go up in Egypt, people start starving to death, and you can't just call them Muslim extremists. They're so desperate with their kids starving at home, they're lighting themselves on fire, and no doubt this is already sending oil and gold and food and other commodities up, the unrest. If Egypt falls, and as of 2 hours ago, the police are now joining the crowds in Alexandria and the other major cities like Cairo. And you've got hundreds of millions of people now starting to get involved in this. They called out the military. They're just mowing people down now. That started right as they cut the internet off over there, showing how fast governments can do this. Headline, Egypt's internet kill switch coming to America, Infowars.com by Steve Watson. I mean, this is really shades of things to come. I don't think it'll be as intensified or as extreme here in the West, but and we're already seeing it in many areas of Europe. Where do you see this going? What's your time frame with this flaring up? And what happens if Egypt does fall to their population? Won't that supercharge rebellions worldwide?
Well, it certainly will in Saudi Arabia, which is right next to Egypt. And Libya, I don't know. I don't think so. But then you go north to Jordan. Jordan's a very pro-British American state with another dummy running it. And I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't spread there as well. And so we're looking at changes. And I you know, from what I've gleaned thus far, this is not some radical movement. These people are hungry. And I think it's as simple as that.
Empty stomachs make for rebellion. Certainly didn't 89. Look, how many years have we talked about Ceausescu? My film, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic. Obama deception made almost 2 years ago, folks. Get it, because it's more powerful now. People see it and they go, how did all these guests and economists and sociologists that Alex interviewed How did they predict this? Because we know what dollar devaluation, when it's the world reserve currency, does. We know what the Defense Department and Ministry of Defense in England have been gearing up for. They believe they're going to bring in this crisis and ride it till Valhalla. I think they're riding it right over the edge of a cliff. But, I mean, Bob, you didn't say this 2 weeks ago. You've been saying it every week for years and years and years, probably 7, 8 years on this show, that we were coming towards this. I had, you know, economists like George Humphrey here when they got rid of Glass-Steagall. I had you on then saying the same thing. I mean, we know it's like you shoot somebody in the head with a 45, you know it's going to probably kill them. I mean, it's not like we're rocket scientists to know what's happening. And it's just so amazing to see this turmoil accelerating.
Well, I think your commentary is excellent. And the reason why is it's all there for anybody to read in almost the same way history repeats itself, because it's the same gang of criminals that are doing the same thing over and over and over again. And most people don't catch on because they're not educated or ill-educated. And even people within the professional ranks, and many of them can't argue, because if they do, they lose their jobs, like economists for major corporations, et cetera, or analysts. So they got to keep their mouth shut. It's only people like you and I and a handful of others get up there and say, no, no, the dog is white, not black. Come on, get with it.
Well, we're watching a live stream feed. They've shut the internet off in the country, but Al Jazeera's got a satellite connection, and we see the police live fleeing and being routed, and the feed just cut by the Egyptian people. And again, the reports are they've got the military now firing on everybody. I don't know. They say that's a live stream, but I don't know how it could be because it's dark there now. Sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
You know, Alex, that's going to end very badly, because the military can in no way control those people. I mean, there's millions of them. You know, they throw enough rocks, you're going to knock the guy down, whether he's got a helmet and a vest on, and then you take his weapon, and then things really get hot. And I think that's going to happen. Now, this thing is full blown.
Well, right now we're watching footage of just the police completely being routed and fleeing, and they're repeating the footage. So this was obviously had to be earlier, even if Al Jazeera says live. Just absolutely incredible. And they've called the military out. I guess it rests on the military. A, are they going to be able to suppress the people? B, will they join the people? C, will the military side with the dictator but then be defeated?
Well, I think they've already sided with the dictator, who's luxuriating in London, and I think they're going to lose.
Yeah, what does that say? So that's confirmed that he has fled? It is confirmed that Hosni Mubarak did flee yesterday?
No, I've read that in several reports.
Yeah. Well, well.
And, you know, usually when that happens, they don't go back.
Guys, let's double check on that. Let's double check, because the media is reporting he fled to London. But let's search Hosni Mubarak in London. Let's see if we can absolutely nail that down. He's hiding out. We know that. So in your gut, do you think Egypt's going to fall?
Well, I think they're going to have a change of government, and I think it's healthy. And I don't think it's being run by extremists. These people are hungry, and the same thing happened in Tunisia. I've been in all these countries, and, you know, the poverty's terrible. I mean, that includes Morocco and Algeria, and you know, you go south, it's just as bad. Nigeria, I mean, it's one big Benghazi ditch. Those are the ditches that run along the streets where people relieve themselves. And there's some things Americans just don't know go on in this world.
We've got several publications we've been putting up on screen. The big Israeli newspapers, Israeli National News, is reporting that Mubarak's wife and son have fled to London amid protest. We've got other reports that he's fled as well. And, yeah, if he's fled, that's pretty much a shoe-in that it's going to be a change in government. The question is, what will it be? We're going to ask Bob if he thinks there's any way this could be Western intelligence behind this, as some people are saying. Wayne Madsen concurs with us and thinks this is organic due to food prices.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It just shows how out of touch with reality the corrupt political ruling class is here in the United States, that they would chastise senators for calling Hu Jintao a dictator 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, that Joe Biden, the vice president, would say that in press releases and statements that Hosni Mubarak's not a dictator. Here's CBS News. We've also got the Examiner reporting on this. Hosni Mubarak's not been seen in 2 days. It's confirmed that 4 days ago his wife and son fled. It says the son was his successor to be the leader, just like North Korea. I mean, they're not just dictators, they're kids. become dictators? Why not put a gold crown on these people? In our filthy government, 12-plus million on record a year, second biggest recipient of aid, props them up. In the world, I've got the headlines, I read them earlier, saying, why are you propping up dictators? This is why the Muslims are mad at us. We fund dictators in their country that torture people to death. Okay? It's wrong. And Bob Chapman, you know, if the Republicans don't deliver on reversing the New World Order, there's going to be serious resistance here in this country. People are figuring out this two-party political class dictatorship as well.
Well, I think you're right. And there are some that we know will try to make changes. Can we get enough? I don't know. If I had to guess, I'd say no. We didn't gain enough. 14% instead of 6%. We would have liked to have gotten 50% of the incumbents kicked out. The American public, generally speaking, hasn't gotten it yet. Yes, we're changing hearts and minds all over the world, but we got to do it faster.
Well, look at Rahm Emanuel. There's no doubt that that guy wouldn't win if they didn't have classic, famous election fraud, you know, even with Kennedy in Chicago. And now the Supreme Court said, yeah, you can go ahead and be on the ballot. And, you know, they're putting their mafia people in everywhere. They're organized crime leaders. But, again, it's just so arrogant.
They have gotten to the point where they don't think anybody's going to do anything about it. And if there's any indication of what we're seeing worldwide, the next step will be, and for some event, and we don't know what the event will be yet, it's going to happen, and for the strangest set of circumstances, people are going to start demonstrating, and these goons who run around in these dark uniforms with their M16s, they are in turn going to start beating people around, and that'll do it.
Have you heard the latest? They're doing warrantless checkpoints. This is confirmed in Atlanta, and police are actually doing cavity searches now.
That's unbelievable.
Let me ask you this.
You know, in other countries of the world, they do have checkpoints. I mean, you take Mexico as an example. They have them, but no one's feeling you up. You know, they just check your car and they go through it, and that's the end of it.
Let me briefly bring this up. We're going to come back and briefly get into the birth certificate, and then we're going to have Lindsay Williams on with you. This week, we got in the mail to our address, addressed to Alex Jones, Rahm for Mayor, and it came to our address with a letter thanking me for my support. I've not been supportive of Rahm Emanuel, the gun-grabbing creature, the ear gun, you know, son of terrorist. This is a guy famous for mailing dead fish to people as a threat and threatening people. You think this is a joke from inside his campaign or some type of veiled threat or a tweak of the nose saying doesn't matter what you do, we've got the election fixed?
Well, it could be any of the above. I don't know how to read that one because you've named the distinct possibilities. And, of course, you're a general target anyway. And so you get that kind of thing. But Emanuel is at the bottom of the barrel. You know, the guy is despicable. And they'll probably steal the election. And that's the arrogance that you referred to within society. It's not only in Washington. It's in state politics, state business. And, you know, look at Texas. They told them not to build the roads. They're going to try to build them anyway. They don't care. It all depends on how much money they get paid. They don't look at the end result. They don't look down the road and see their grandchildren and slaves.
Here in Texas, in the legislature, we voted down turning 8,000 miles of roads into toll roads. But every time we beat them, they just come back and push them again. I mean, it's completely naked tyranny.
Political zombieism.
Yeah, they just march forward like the undead, no matter what you do. Stay there. I want to get into a host of issues. Briefly, big developments on the birth certificate issue. In fact, I'll start telling you now. The Hawaiian Director of Health was basically told to look at releasing it, and he just resigned. We're going to talk about that.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're here live. A lot of days we go into overdrive into the fourth hour. Back Sundays for 2 hours, 4 to 6 p.m., all times central. Been so busy today, I haven't had a chance to get into the History Channel Secret Society special that was very well done, but overall a whitewash. And I'll have to comment on that Sunday, just because we don't have time to get into it now. But they treated me pretty well in it and tried to show both sides, but overall it was quite a whitewash. So we're going to be discussing that. But it was incredible to see that on national television dealing with the Bohemian Grove. If you want to really see the truth about Bohemian Grove, the film, it's two films on one DVD, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, and then that's a two-hour film, and then the 46-minute special, The Order of Death, that has all the latest infiltrations and information in it, available at InfoWars.com. Bob Chapman, of course, is our guest. Briefly, Hawaiian Governor Abercrombie's health director quits. CBS News interim health director Dr. Neil Palafox abruptly quit Wednesday, the first of the new Governor Abercrombie's cabinet appointees to leave. And bill introduced in Hawaii state legislature would allow anyone to get a copy of Obama's birth records for $100. And we had the good longtime friend of the governor when he was a congressman, a big reporter, come out and say, oh, I talked to him. It's all true. They can't find the certificate, which the governor had already told the newspaper a week and a half ago. And now they are freaking out. I mean, there's something going on. Briefly, and I want to get separately Lindsey Williams' take on this, then we'll get back into the world economy in the Middle East that Lindsey Williams' oil exec friends told him look for in the next few months, and here we are, major unrest. He was right, which points towards it being an operation of some type. Maybe they knew their policies would cause this, of dollar devaluation, increasing food prices and energy prices. But what's briefly your take on this whole birth certificate situation, Bob Chapman?
Well, I think they made a mistake. They said they had the certificate and they didn't. It probably doesn't exist. They probably figured they could bluff their way through it and they couldn't. I think the big question is now or after the Obama administration, if it is found that he is in fact an illegal alien, are they going to be able to nullify all of the things he's done since he's been in the White House?
Let's get Lindsey Williams. Pastor Williams, of course, 30 years ago worked with the heads of several major oil companies as their official chaplain in the board meetings and exposed with his bestseller, The Energy Non-Crisis book, that they have more oil than Saudi Arabia on tap in just several fields in Alaska. And then over the years, we've now been able to release the oil exec, the head of operations for Atlantic Richfield, the other one that was the actual CEO of another big company. We haven't released his name, but the other fellow, was Mr. Fromm, died in December of cancer and told Lindsey what was going to be coming up in the future, everything that's now happening. The other oil exec mirroring what he's told him. Lindsey, if you want to comment on the birth certificate, that's fine, but in limited time. You called it here 3 months ago, and then again a month ago. You said the Middle East, the crisis is on over there. Look for the Suez Canal to get shut down. I remember you saying that from your sources. Then you said look to China after that. You talked about oil, said the next 6 months we'll go to 150. Then after that, maybe even 200. We'll get Bob's take on this as well. But from everything you've been told, you say it ties into that from your sources. Break it down for us.
When I woke up this morning and heard the crisis in Egypt and that it has spread to Jordan and Yemen, my mind went right back to what had been predicted on your program 4 months ago. I had been told by the elitist of the world, and prior to Mr. Fromm's passing away, he had told me that they were going to have a crisis, or wanted a crisis, in the Middle East. And here we are exactly, Alex, 4 months later, just as this gentleman told me, with a crisis now developing in Egypt and Jordan and Yemen, and the Suez Canal, 30% of the world's oil travels through that canal on any given day. If this spills over into the Suez, we will have $4 to $5 a gallon gasoline at the gas pump overnight. And, Alex, every bit of this, and I say this by the providence of God, because there's no way in the world that I, as a little ordinary everyday guy, could have ever known any of this had it not been told me by the elitist of the world and, of course, by Mr. Fromm before he passed away. And, Bob Chapman, I'm so glad you're on the program today because I remember so well back 2.5 years ago. It was on a Friday, just like this, and you and I were on Alex's program together. And I had warned Alex that I had something so bizarre that it would shake the world. And he allowed me, and I risked my reputation, and came on the program, and you were right there, Bob, and remarked about it. And I said, I've just been told by this elitist friend, now we know who his name is, Mr. Ken Fromm, and I said, he just told me that the price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. And I remember, Bob, that you remarked, my goodness, I don't know how this can possibly happen. And I wondered myself if I wasn't crazy, but I said it, and exactly 3 months later, Alex, just as this gentleman had told me, Mr. Fromm, it took place. In fact, it went to $34 a barrel. And he said at the same time, he said the price of crude oil is going to stay between $50 and $70 a barrel for 2.5 years. Now, Alex, I got to go back to this because of the fact that if everything he said that's going has happened in the past has happened, then everything he says is going to happen in the future is going to happen too. And I'm going to enumerate all of them for you as fast as I can possibly talk it here. And he said 2.5 years crude oil will stay there, and it did, Alex, almost to the month. 2.5 years crude oil has stayed where he said it was going to stay. And then I came on your program a few weeks ago, and I said, it's over. The price of crude oil is going back up to $150 to $200 a barrel. Folks, mark my words. I was told by Mr. Fromm before he passed away where it was going. You are going to see it go back there. If this Suez Canal has a conflict in relation, if this spills over from Egypt to the Suez Canal, we could see that $4 to $5 a gallon gasoline basically overnight. But there's more to it than this, because not only did he say 2.5 years, but Alex, 4 months ago, I was told by the elite that there is going to be a crisis in the Middle East. He did not say a war with Iran. And you'll remember my exact words. In fact, I punctuated them because I had to say it just like they said it. There is going to be a crisis in the Middle East. And I've been sitting back wondering every day when it would pop up and where it would start. And I woke up this morning and heard that it had happened in Egypt and Jordan spilling over into Yemen, that Mubarak's son had fled the country of Egypt. And Alex, exactly like this man said it was going to happen, it has happened.
Okay, now let's go back, though, and then I want to get Bob's...
on your program.
Let's go back, and I want to get Bob Chapman's take on all this and his comment, but specifically more of what he told you about the Middle East, because I'm going from memory back in October and November and December, but I remember you talking about Suez Canal, unrest, Iran's back on the burner. But that would mean that the globalists had implemented this in some way. Why would they want this? I mean, specifically, what did he say, and what did the other Mr. X say? Lindsay?
All the riots that are taking place and how it was all brought about by the monetary crisis is happening over there. The CIA's hand is all over this. And remember, I've tried my best to say this to your audience as many times as I can. There positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. They tell the president what to do. They dictate to Congress what bills to pass. Everything you have ever said over your program, Alex, about these people, I've verified it by actually having lived with them for 3 years, and now we're seeing it take place right in front of our eyes.
Bob Chapman, your take on this, or questions for Lindsay?
Well, before he, Lindsay, said the last minute or two, my question was going to be, well, did they predict that this was going to happen because of financial reasons or the price of food and semi-starvation, we'll call it? But now Lindsay said that the actions that you're seeing, I guess, in Tunisia as well as Egypt, had been planned that way. Is that right, Lindsay?
That is correct. I was told this, and I came on the Alex Jones show. And, you know, okay, let me go back a ways. Alex, you remember back about 2 years ago, we had all of our forces over there, right, ready to, around Iran, the Navy, Army.
And you said they're not going to attack, but, yeah.
Yeah, and we were all saying we were ready for a crisis in Iran. And I said, I went to Mr. Fromm, and I said, oh, we're going to have a crisis with Iran. Now, this was 2 years ago. And you remember saying, I said this right on your program, Alex. And Mr. Fromm just laughed on the radio, on the phone, and he said, no, Chaplain, we are not going to have a crisis with Iran for 2.5 years. And then I remember that Dr. Stan called me back about 6 months ago and said, Lindsay, it looks like we're fixing to have a crisis with Iran. And I went to my elitist friends, and they said, no, it's not time yet. And then I came on your show 4 months ago, and I said, I have just been told that they have said we want a crisis in the Middle East. Alex, that's exactly...
No, you did say that. It's on record. But all I'm saying is, obviously they know if the IMF orders Egypt and Tunisia and others to cut the food stamps and the people are on $2 a day on average, or half the population's at $2 or below, that they know it's going to cause that crisis. But my question is, why would they want rebellion all over the Arab world with more pro-Muslim groups that are seen as extremists coming to power? Is that a problem, reaction, solution? I mean, specifically.
at this crisis right now in order to distract attention away from many things that are going on. And you'll remember also that I said on your show about 3 months ago, after I had talked with this other gentleman who gives me information, he had said, Chaplain, don't pay any attention to what happens in North and South Korea. Don't pay any attention to this crisis in the Middle East. He said it is only a method of distracting people's attention away from some main issues. And so that was the reason this is taking place over there right now. They created it.
Okay, Bob Chapman, what's your take on what Lindsay's...
I think, Alex, too, the natural recipient of all of these problems is going to be Israel.
How is that?
Well, I think they'll benefit from it by having chaos to semi-chaos.
Because they'll be the only base left. They'll be the only base of Egypt and all these other places fall. And if Jordan falls, which could happen, or Saudi Arabia, wow. I mean, that would be a big crisis. You think Israel wants to gamble that big?
You know, I don't think they directly have anything to do with it, or at least I don't know that. But what I do know is... no matter who caused it, whether it was delivered by the CIA or whether it was natural, it's bad for them, and it's really good for Israel. There's no question. It's just the facts. I mean, if you get turmoil in the other places that these people don't like you, well, that's good. They won't be bothering you.
Amazing. Lindsay, your take on that angle.
The only thing I know is, Alex, I was told 4 months ago, and I came on your program and said it, they want a crisis in the Middle East. Now, Bob Chapman, you would know much more, being the insider that you are, as to why they would want it and what their benefit would be. All I knew was that they were going to have it. And if this man was right about these things in the past, please, I beg of you, I plead with you, I cry out on this program and beg of you to listen to me. If this man was right on all of these other things almost to the day, the oil prices going from 147 to 50, actually went down to 34, 2.5 years before the price will start up again. It started up exactly 2.5 years later. The crisis in the Middle East, they said, in 4 months. Now, if all of that took place exactly as the elite have it planned behind closed doors, and Mr. Fromm told me before he passed away, please listen to what's going to happen now. He said the dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. Now, if you have if you don't want to pay attention to me or you don't want to listen to Mr. Fromm before he passed away, just read what Richard Russell wrote this past week. He's a lion of Wall Street and newsletter writers. He said everything that Mr. Fromm has told me for the past 2 years. Again, I was told there's not going to be any shortage of food on the grocery store shelves, but you probably will go hungry because you won't have the money to be able to buy it. Folks, please, I beg of you to listen to this for the sake of your dinner table. Again, he said, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. And some of my friends called me in the past week, and they said, oh, Chaplain, you were wrong. The price of gold is going down now, and the price of silver is going down. I think we better sell. I said, don't do it. I said, please, don't do it.
But, Lindsay, if you look at the 11- or 10-year graph, it's going straight up. They always have these manipulations down. Overall, I know who the other living executive is, former CEO of a big three oil company, even more high-powered than Ken Fromm, head of operations for Atlantic Richfield, who you on record worked with for many years. Just all very, very bizarre, but we can see where this is all going. What's your view, just analyzing all the economic data? Where do you see the dollar at the end of 2012, Bob Chapman?
Well, if it's against other currencies, first of all, I think that there's a good chance that Ireland, in the election that's coming up next month, will get rid of the party that they've got. And the party that's coming in, they don't like the banks at all. Many of them are ex-IRA people, and I think they probably will renege. They will default on their debt, and I think they should, quite frankly.
Which is admitted. It's not their debt. I mean, that's admitted.
Right. It belongs to the people who own the banks. That happens to be the Queen of England, the Queen of Holland, the Rothschilds, etc. And if that happens, they'll drop out of the euro. And to go back to the punt, they'll leave the Eurozone, might even leave the EU. And that could start the ball rolling with Greece, with rioting, saying, no, we're not going to do that. We want to follow Ireland. And then behind that, you might have Portugal and Belgium and maybe Spain and Italy as well.
And that'll kill the euro. How will that affect the dollar?
In killing the euro, it'll make the dollar go back up again. But what you really have to weigh the dollar against is not other currencies. This USDX is a distraction. You have to weigh them versus gold and silver. And for 11 years, gold has gone up against every currency about 17 to 18%, and against silver versus the currencies around 20 to 21%. And that's the real guidepost, the real mark, not currency to currency.
Same thing with oil. Oil overall is going way up. And I want to come back and talk to both of you about what $150 barrel oil will do to this economy and the world economy. On the other side with Bob Chapman and Lindsay Williams, we'll go about 5 minutes into overdrive, and both of you can do that, maybe even a little bit more today. Our websites are PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I hear the train come. It's rolling.
If you want to get either a digital copy or a hard copy, a free copy, introductory to the latest issue of the International Forecaster, you can simply call 800-686-2237, Midas Resources, the sister company of this network. Excellent information, 800-686-2237, and it's such a mind control game. We're going to go 5 minutes in overdrive with both our guests, bare minimum. It's such a mind control game to sit there and go, oh, look, gold went down the last 2 weeks. And they use people's short attention span. It went down a little bit. You put the 10-year graph, 11-year graph, it's going straight up with little blips down like steps going up. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It barely goes down and then goes up. It's manipulation. I mean, I only promote what I believe in, and I believe silver and gold's only going up because of global devaluation. We're going to go back to Lindsey Williams, but I wanted to throw out there, he's made several DVDs and two new audio CDs breaking down all these predictions. They've got the old DVDs that are just as important because it's the same info now. And I'd say what Mr. Fromm and the other oil exec told him are about 97% accurate. And it's really been stunning. 800-686-2237 if you want to call and get a free international forecaster. You can go to prophecyclub.com to check out all the Lindsey Williams information, or 888-799-6111. And I'll give that out again before he leaves us. Look, Lindsey, looking at this, well, I want to have Bob basically ask the question. Bob, do you think there's a lot of validity? I mean, obviously, most of this stuff's come true, that we could see $150 a barrel oil, and what would that do to our economy if that happened and went for a long, sustained time?
Well, first of all, we're seeing the genesis of it right now, and you know, Suez was half burning. The military there have been shooting people for 3 days. And Cairo is wild, but it's nothing like Suez. And so maybe this is the event that will start to bring oil prices higher.
But it looks organic. It looks organic.
Chaos for weeks.
Absolutely. And I am reading here, violence escalates in Egypt as protesters torch ruling party headquarters in Cairo. It says they've routed the police and are burning buildings all over Suez. And I remember 4 months ago, 3 months ago, a month ago, Lindsey saying, watch the Middle East. It's going to blow up. Watch the Suez Canal. Did your sources tell you anything else when they said Suez Canal, Lindsey?
Yes, they very definitely said there was going to be a crisis in the Middle East. They were very firm about the fact that they wanted a crisis in the Middle East. They said that the price of gasoline at the gas pump was going to $4 to $5 a gallon. I'm warning you. Folks, I plead with you, gold and silver prices are only going to go in one direction. They said if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. They said our currency is gold and silver. It's the only thing you can maintain your purchasing power with. And, folks, even though you've seen a little backset in gold and silver prices recently, it doesn't mean one thing. The price is going back up drastically. You have not even seen the beginning of the
hike. Well, it shot up by $40 today and silver by a dollar. We're going to go to break, come back, and pretty much give you most the floor with a few comments from Bob, who we appreciate joining us in the next 5 minutes. But, Bob, where do you see gold going?
Well, endlessly higher. And nobody knows how far. It could be $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, but I think a shot for this year for $2,000 or $2,400 is a good one. We're looking at gold up $20 right now. We're looking at oil up $370, which bears out what Lindsey's talking about. I mean, this turmoil could go on for weeks or months. I mean, there could be a civil war in the country. Would the canal be shut down? Maybe. If it is, what Lindsey has had to say about 147, 150 oil, that's doable.
That's right. Yeah, Ted earlier said it had shot up almost 40, but it shot up 30 and has dropped down to 22 up. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Stay with us. Transmission will continue.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.